Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Presented by the Salvation Army. Join the fight for good and donate by saying, "Alexa, make a donation," if you're listening on Alexa. Or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. Hey Google, ¿hablas español? Mais oui. By Tom Simonite. Most people on Earth can speak 2 or more languages, but voice-operated virtual assistants have always forced them to pick and use just one, at least until today. Google Assistant is now the first multilingual virtual assistant. Users can specify that they want listening done in 2 languages in the app settings on their phone or Google Home smart speaker. Then a person can call out requests or commands in either language. Yell, "Hey Google, turn off the hallway light," as you walk out the house, and darkness will fall. "Hey Google, apaga la luz del pasillo" will work too. Johan Schalkwyk, a vice president on Google's speech engineering team, says that new flexibility should help people feel more natural when talking to the company's smart speaker, Google Home, particularly in households where not everyone speaks the same language. "I expect we may see some different behaviors and an uptick in usage," he adds. Dylan Zwick, co-founder of Pulse Labs, which helps companies test applications for voice platforms such as Amazon's Alexa, agrees. In homes with grandparents or other family members that don't speak the family's primary language fluently, knowing Google Home is multilingual could make the device more useful, he says. For now, Google Assistant can be set to work in any 2 of 6 languages, English, Spanish, French, German, Italian, and Japanese. The company says it will add the 5 others supported by the assistant, Hindi, Indonesian, Korean, Brazilian, Portuguese, and Thai, but declines to specify when. As the list expands, the new feature might help Google's ambitions to sign up new users in emerging markets such as India and Indonesia, where online ad markets are growing faster than in the West. To make the multilingual feature work, Google had to train its algorithms to reliably determine which language a person was speaking. As a first pass, the assistant tries to identify the language just by the sound of the person's voice, similarly to how a person unable to speak German or French can still know when they hear those languages spoken. To double-check, the system also runs the audio through the recognizers for both languages a user has activated. Examining the output to see which makes most sense helps the assistant decide in which language to respond. Google has made multilingual speech technology before. Its voice search and mobile voice typing services allow a user to use up to 6 languages. Schalkwyk says it took longer to bring that feature to the assistant because it's more challenging to correctly identify language in a conversational setting, and the stakes are higher when software will take action based on what it thinks you want. In testing over the past 9 months, Google Assistant's ability to detect the language a person is using has improved to roughly 99% from around 90%. That's the point at which a voice technology feels useful and can be let loose in the wild, according to Shulkwick. If it fails 1 in 10, it sucks, he says. 1 in 100? Wow, awesome. Part of that improvement came from training algorithms to be better at spotting when a person with an accent associated with one language, such as English, is actually speaking another, like French. Amer Akkas, co-founder and CEO of GlobalMe, which gathers voice data used by companies developing voice interfaces, says Google's move to make the assistant multilingual shows the technology is maturing. It's a complicated and ambitious thing to do. Akkas is curious to see how Google's new system holds up in the variety of voices and situations in users' homes. When GlobalMe helped the Washington Post test Google Assistant and Amazon's Alexa in different accents, they found that performance varied. Google Assistant was better at understanding people hailing from a Silicon Valley home base of California than those who speak with a southern U.S. accent, for example. Spanish and Chinese accents, hardly unusual in America, were misunderstood even more frequently. Practical studies show this technology still has a long way to go, Akkas says. Shulkwick of Google acknowledges that the technology isn't perfect, but says more multilingual usage will provide example data that can be used to train algorithms to cope better with different accents. He's also thinking about how to make it more truly multilingual. One challenge: colloquial combinations of two languages, such as Banglish, or the mixture of Hindi and English spoken in some communities in India. Shulkwick dreams that one day Google Assistant will be smart enough to join in those conversations. A future challenge is to build a single recognizer that can just recognize all the languages that you may speak, he says.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.